You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Talia Arnold, the co-founder and head of strategy at X4S Media, a new breed of advertising agency that helps grow businesses that are improving people's lives. Talia, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Hi, Eric. Excited to be here.
And you're more than welcome. Certainly appreciate your time. So for starters, tell us what is unique about X4S Media and what makes you call it the new breed of advertising agency?
Yeah, there's been a lot of changes in the advertising and marketing world over the past, even just the past few years. But we have a business model that's built on what we think are the two things that clients and customers want today in today's ever-changing world. And that's a vision for digital transformation. So a lot of brands and companies are going through that digital transformation as more and more of their sales are moving to e-commerce rather than brick and mortar. And they need a partner that understands that transformation to break apart what is the customer journey, what inspires people to buy. And they need a partner that can research and analyze and provide those recommendations with a strong point of view. And then the second thing that they need is flexibility, because a brand and company and business, as we know, is constantly changing and business needs are constantly changing, and companies don't like to be locked into strict contracts and three-year requirements and retainers, and they need a firm that can help them adapt to their constantly changing needs. So those are the two things that we've really built our business around. And lastly, the third thing, which has really been a common theme but was really part of our instigation of starting this company, is the idea of transparency. So that for every investment we make for our client and every invoice is fully transparent, all results, good or bad, are told with complete honesty.
Who would you say is your ideal client, and why do they like working with you?
So we love working with those brands that are like us and have a point of view and want to make the world a better place and aren't afraid to take a position. So I can give you an example. We had a client this last year, Bonobos, which is a men's e-commerce fashion retailer, and they wanted to make a statement about what does it mean to be masculine, which is a little bit of a controversial topic. And the definition of masculine doesn't necessarily resonate with everybody in today's modern world and our current definitions and changing definitions of what it means. So we wanted to help Bonobos become that brand that stands for the evolved definition of masculine. And so what we did is we helped them put together a TV ad campaign on ESPN, an online video campaign on YouTube, a Twitter campaign, and it got an enormous response, and it sparked a ton of discussion online. We had positive comments, we had negative comments. And even though the brand was nervous and was like, we're not sure if we want to allow these negative comments about our brand, we said we've got to keep the conversation going, and we insisted that those negative comments don't get deleted because that's part of the conversation. And then later we had celebrities like Reese Witherspoon and Mark Cuban tweeting the video and talking about the brand and how great it was. And so overall, from a brand awareness perspective, the results were really strong for Bonobos. So we think that that kind of exemplifies the type of client we like to work with, where they're not afraid to take a little bit of a risk and build trust between their brand and the customer, and to have that trusted relationship between the brand, Bonobos, and us, their agency. And we really invite those types of riskier campaigns and strike that balance between, you know, selling a product but also having a substantial discussion about what's going on in today's world and really making something have an impact on our customer and on the world.
And thanks for sharing that real-life situation and how you handled it. And I really like the information shared there. Thanks for that. Why is this the best way to spend your life right now? Talk to us about that.
I think this is a question that maybe a lot of entrepreneurs might struggle with, knowing that it's not an easy path. But what makes it worthwhile and what makes me and my colleagues here at Xveris choose every day to come in and continue building this company is that it's continually inspiring. And we love working together. We love working with our clients and our partners, and we have this sort of contagious attitude that's all about continued improvement and creativity and creating new opportunities and never stopping improving ourselves and making the process or project or relationship or our careers better. And I think it takes a certain type of stomach, in a way, to be able to handle that constantly changing dynamic. But if you can, and if you can approach it with a spirit of continued improvement and work on something that you enjoy and believe in, it's something that is really rewarding. And so all that being said, we understand that for a lot of small business owners and startup mode, it can be draining, and there can be a tendency to work 20 hours a day. But I think it's really important for newer companies to take care of themselves and make sure that they're not burning out and make sure that there are processes in place to ensure that the work can be repeated and we don't have to reinvent the wheel every time.
Yeah, for sure. On that today, we're joined by Talia Arnold, the co-founder and head of strategy at Xveris Media, a new breed of advertising agency that helps grow businesses that are improving people's lives, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, tell us about a moment that you learned from, but would have rather never had that moment.
Yeah, so with any business, there's ups and downs, right? And I think we can learn more from our supposed failures than any degree of success. So I'll give you one example. As a new business, we're constantly going out and pitching new clients. And we had a new business pitch recently that was really one that we should have won. We should have won the business. We had already made contact with the company. We had had successful face-to-face meetings. We were highly recommended by our references. And we were given the opportunity to pitch this business, and it was against a much larger, well-established national firm who was brought into the process. And we gave our pitch, and we felt we had a stronger strategy, and we definitely had a stronger personal connection with the clients there, but ultimately we didn't win the business because we had failed to, for some reason, win their confidence in our ability to lead their business. So we got the feedback, and they told us, you guys are great, but your presentation was hard to follow and there were some issues, and that feedback was really a tough pill to swallow. So, of course, I would rather have not had that experience for my business, but the good news is what came out of it was a lot of positive change in our organization. We used that as an opportunity to take a look in the mirror, have some really candid discussions internally, and say, what are we going to do to improve? We got this really strong, candid feedback saying, here's what you guys need to work on. And so we decided to take that to heart, and we implemented across the board this philosophy of radical candor, which is being talked about a lot in business circles and management circles, about providing constructive feedback and guidance to our teams and encouraging criticism in the service and in the spirit of making everyone and making the work better. And it's such a crucial skill to learn, and it came at sort of a painful moment in our business trajectory. But ultimately, it's going to propel us forward to future growth.
Yeah, moments like that are so difficult, but in the end, you certainly learn something from it and can flourish from those situations. Now, tell me about, on the other end of the spectrum, tell me about your happiest moment in building the company.
Yeah, so you got to celebrate the success too. So for me personally, the happiest moment in our company was earlier this year. We were recognized at an industry event at Ad Week in New York City for Media Plan of the Year. And it's kind of like the Oscar Awards of the advertising industry. And any of those types of awards can seem silly, or maybe they're meaningless, but the reality is being recognized by peers in the industry, people who have been in the industry longer at these much larger holding companies, successful companies that have been around for decades, and to see our name, Xveris Media, alongside some of these big wigs, these big holding companies, PhD and Starcom and Initiative, all these major, massive advertising agencies, to see our name at the top of that list for winning Media Plan of the Year was incredible. And it was something that we had achieved, you know, without effort. It required a lot of promotion and research and getting the client to approve the big idea that we had that was outside the box. And then to be able to go to New York and celebrate that win was really incredible.
Yeah, I bet it was. And no surprise either. You have a greatness about yourself, and I'm certain that your company also reflects that same greatness. Congratulations as well on that accomplishment. I'm sure listeners want to know where they can get further details on X4S Media and also be in contact as needed. Where can they get that information online?
Thank you so much. Yeah, anyone can contact me at Talia, T-A-L-I-A, at X4S, X4S.com, or visit our website, X4S.com.
And that certainly works for me. Again, Talia, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Talia Arnold, the co-founder and head of strategy at X4S Media, a new breed of advertising agency that helps grow businesses that are improving people's lives. And for all the details, visit X4S.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.